Volume.
I cannot sit because I got shot yesterday on my right bum by one of the police officers while I was busy covering the march that was taking place yesterday at 15th Avenue at Alexander Police Station. Welcome to Local Focus. My name is Helen Tlokana, and this show is produced by Volume and in partnership with Alex FM. You can also get the show wherever you get your podcast and also on our WhatsApp number, of which is 060-95-41-32-6. And you can also add this number on your contact list and give us the feedback. Right now, I feel a little bit better. Unlike yesterday after the shot, my bum was very much burning. Like, I felt hot. And I was like, what is happening? Fortunate enough, I was with Cliff, former journalist of LXFM. And then he told me that, no, you just got shot. Hence, you feeling the way you are feeling. But then, unfortunately, he also got shot on the hand. So we went to the police station, and then we told Colonel Tau that one of your police officers just shot us with the rubber bullets while we were busy conducting an interview. And then he was like, but then he told Cliff, you all the time when you cover the news in such incident, you always get shot, meaning you don't know how to do your work. And then we went to the station commander, Brigadier Makutulela, and then we explained everything to her and also what happened. And then she called the police officer that shot us. And then the police officer explained, and then we also explained our story, but then they apologized. Okay, the reason the march was conducted on Wednesday around 10 to 7 in the evening, a lady called Samantha Matale, actually, she became a victim in between the crossfire between the police and the suspect who hijacked a car. The hijacking took place at Gautrain Station at Extension 7 in Alexandra, Marlboro. The shooting started at the engine garage, whereby Samantha just got off the taxi from Gautrain Station. She just got out of the taxi trying to cross the road. That's when the shooting started, and then she ran and to hide herself on the wall of the nearby shop. That's where she got shot. We only focused on Samantha, who died, who was shot countless times, but then the police officer continued shooting. It was one wound on the left side, backwards on the shoulder, but it went straight to the heart. She died on the scene. Samantha was 29 years old. She got married last year, 2019, on the 15th of December. And unfortunately, on the 15th of January, that's when she lost her life. She had two beautiful kids. And unfortunately, the hearsay are saying she was also pregnant with her third kid. Her husband is very much devastated. He couldn't even talk to us. Like, he was crying. The family is furious. They're claiming that the allegedly Kanyago, the police officer, that Kanyago must be suspended. Kanyago must just, the government must see how to finish with Kanyago. They don't want to see Kanyago at all. Hence, there was a march because people are fed up. The councillor there, Furapadu, the ward councillor was there, and also people from ANC, and also this allegedly police officer, Kanyago, has been killing innocent people. He has blood on his hands, killing innocent people, even children. After shooting Samantha, then they covered him so that people do not know that it's him. But then, unfortunately, community already saw that it was him. It was packed. People came in numbers. They had their boss, Kanyago must go, justice for Samantha, you know. I was with them covering from point A till to the police station. There's a pharmacy in Tutumani, not far from Samantha's home. Then they marched from there to the police station to submit a memorandum stating that Kanyago must be suspended within 3 days, and then they need answers from the station commander telling them that Kanyaho's contract or employment must be terminated. Mm-hmm. And they also opened a case against Kanyaho, the councillor. I've spoken to the councillor while we were on that march, and then he's the one who explained the way forward. And I also asked him what's going to happen if Kanyaho carry on with his duties. And he told me that it's a decision that cannot be made like right now, but then it's going to be made after the results of the march. I got shot at about 20 to 8. It was later on, it was getting dark, and I think the police were waiting for that time. On the four-way stop, they were burning tires. And then I was on the opposite side of the police station. Some other guys, I don't know, it's guys or it's girls or what, in the car. So those people came from the left side of the police station and threw the bottles to the police officers who were at the gate of the police station. And then those police officers started shooting. So they started where the bottle came from, the side of the bottle. After that, they shifted the gun and like they pointed to us, and I was busy doing the interview there. I can't really tell, but I just hope that justice this time is going to be served. The numbers of people that were there, I think the police also saw that it is important that that police officer must leave the station, because people are claiming that they're no more free, they're no more safe if the police are shooting innocent people, you know. So what I heard from the councillor or the memorandum, it stated that there is a footage from the garage, the engine garage, showing what was happening there. So I think somewhere, somehow, if that footage can be helpful, somewhere, somehow, this police officer will be known. Truly, it's not going to be allegedly now. It's going to be known that, okay, this police officer did this and that and that, and then steps will be taken against him. I didn't see the footage, but then the councillor and the people that were leading the march, they are claiming that there is a footage. And I can trust that there is a footage, because most of the time, even the people that goes down the road every day, even at night, they do claim that opposite the garage, it's very much safe, because people, the criminals, know that there are cameras there and they are pointing on the street. So there's no way that they can rob you or hijack you or anything. I went to see the family in the morning before the march, and then they told me that now the case is in the hand of the IPED. They are the ones who are going to do the investigations, and like they are the ones who are going to take the case. Now it's no more going to be under the South African Police Service of Alexander. You can also get this show on www.volume.africa. My name is Helen Tlokana again, and have a lovely day. Volume.